All right, so I'm here with Chad Henderson, head brewer at Noda Brewing, great East Coast, North Carolina brewery. Chad, so you just made this Northeast IPA here. What would you say gives a Northeast IPA its Northeast IPA-ness?
The predominant thing is that you will need to have an extremely upfront, citrus-forward hop characteristic that's done mostly from a combination, in my opinion, of a during fermentation, excessive dry hopping that is coupled with a thicker, fuller mouthfeel that you can get from high adjunct mash and also higher calcium chloride addition to your water, which is kind of opposite of what you tend to do for the West Coast IPAs when you try to separate the yeast before dry hopping, so you get as much myrcene content from the dry hop as you possibly can, and you also try to go much more on a straightforward simplistic mash with a dash of colored malt and obviously a lot more sulfite content, using a lot more gypsum and things of that nature to add that briny punch to it. So you tend to find the Northeastern style ones are not nearly as bitter as the West Coast, but have so much more upfront hoppiness that people just perceive them as being a bitter and more hop-forward beer. The reality is it's that huge upfront nose and initial taste punch that really sends it forward.
So this beer I'm having right now is a very clear Northeast IPA. It has one of the fullest mouthfeels of any IPA I've tasted here. What sort of calcium chloride levels do you look for in your Northeastern IPAs?
For this batch, on a 15-barrel batch of it, we have a 15 and a 60-barrel brew house, and then so far for the Goodwill Hoppings, which is this beer, we've done it exclusively on the 15. We're using a pretty high percentage calcium chloride to gypsum rate on it. Normally on like our hop drop and roll, we do for a 15-barrel batch about 1,000 grams of gypsum for a 15-barrel batch. For the Goodwill Hoppings, 825 grams of calcium chloride and about 250 grams of gypsum. So it's obviously skewed a lot higher for the calcium chloride, but it still has some gypsum in there. Our water in North Carolina and Charlotte is really neutral, and we filter it out to get the chloride out of it. The chlorine out of it, sorry. We use also a fair amount of oats, and we use white wheat malt on it as well. And there's a little bit of carapils in it too. So it's about 30% adjunct with a dash of carapils in it.
So one thing that's been talked about for the last few years since this style is becoming pretty popular is the haze. I can see the sign behind your booth through this beer. This beer has as full of mouthfeel. It tastes as juicy as any New England IPA I've tasted. Do you think the haze itself adds something to the beer?
I think you shop with your eyes, so yeah, I think it does add something, if anything, on a psychosomatic level. I don't personally think it needs to be there in order for you to get that juicy sensation at all. I personally don't really want to have it there. If I don't have to have it, then I'm fine with that. We never did anything to the beer as far as centrifuging or biofine or anything like that to clarify. The only thing that was done was a Wolf Lock edition and boil, which I do for every beer that we produce. And that was almost mostly just for the sake of trying to get a tighter droop pile and transfer to the fermenter. So I really don't think it added a huge amount of clarity to the beer. It's just the yeast fell out after a two-day cold crash. And when we started to package it right off of the fermenter, because we actually cycled it in itself on the fermenter to even carbonate it, we were packaging it out. It's like, this is actually really bright and clear. We actually tried to cut it even in shorter from the cold crash to try to keep it hazy, but the beer just drops out pretty well. And like I said, we use the Conan yeast on it. So everything we've read so far is showing that that yeast doesn't block real well, but it's blocked just fine for us. I'm not going to do anything to make it cloudy. I'm not going to do anything purposely to make it cloudy. All the adjuncts you add in to begin with, the excessive late additions of boil hops and the excessive dry hopping during fermentation, we also dry hop in post-fermentation too. Like, all those things should make it cloudy as heck, but ours didn't turn out. This is, I think, the sixth or seventh batch of it too that we've done, so it's been consistently clear for every single one of them that we've done.
Well, fantastic. This is a great beer. I would serve this to anybody. So thank you very much. I'll leave you with the last question that I've been asking everybody here at GABF. What is the biggest mistake you see in brewing today?
On homebrewing scale or brewing in general?
Just what do you see as the biggest mistake in brewing, however you interpret that?
I would say probably either not dialing in carbonation level the right way, because I think it's still one of the most underwritten factors of beer is the carbonation degree. Like, for each style, you really need to nail that. And I think a lot of people just kind of just whimsically do it until they just think it pours okay. They don't really take it to the kind of what could be ideal for that beer, or overusing adjunctive specialized ingredients. I grew up with the whole I'm gonna do this crazy weird style of beer that you can't even categorize it. I'm just gonna have chocolate and maple syrup and baby tears and stuff like that in it. But I think that delicate addition of specialized ingredients makes awesome beers. We just won gold medal for our Mojito wit beer, and it has a very subtle amount of spearmint, very subtle amount of key lime, and it got gold for the Urban Spice with 114 other entries in it. I think the biggest mistake people make is when they want to make something themed or flavored in a certain way, they overkill the crap out of it. And they just make, unless they're making some sort of like fruited lambic or something like that, try going less at first and then work your way up instead of trying to overshoot.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.